Alfalfa, a top crop with too little recognition. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Alfalfa is the Rodney Dangerfield of crops. It, too, gets no respect. That's why the National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance was formed 20 years ago. Beth Nelson of Minnesota is the group's president.
Except for a handful of states, alfalfa ranks in the top five most valuable crops in all states. So those numbers look pretty impressive. Unfortunately, not so much. Even though we are the nation's fourth most valuable field crop, acreage has plummeted since the early 2000s. Alfalfa acreage is down 30% in the last two decades.
Nelson says the Alliance has a track record of getting the powers that be to notice alfalfa.
NAFA spends quite a bit of time educating congressional offices and agencies about the sustainable attributes of alfalfa compared to annual crops. Our goal is to get alfalfa better recognized in conservation programs, which it has essentially been overlooked when in fact it should have been the gold standard.
Alfalfa is not a one-trick pony, according to Nelson.
As an industry, we believe we need to explore additional uses other than ruminant animal feed if we want to maintain and grow our acreage base. So having additional marketing opportunities is a high priority for all of us.
Tomorrow, an alfalfa grower tells how it's done. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.